Ever wonder what keeps you safe from getting zapped while hooked up to a heart monitor or using a blood pressure cuff at home?
Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of electrical safety in medical devices.
Specifically, the intricate standards that ensure these life-saving tools don't turn, life-threatening.
We're talking IEC 60601.1, the gold standard for making sure medical electrical equipment is safe for both patients and operators.
Why should you care? Because this standard impacts every piece of medical electrical equipment you encounter.
From a simple blood pressure monitor at your doctor's office
to complex imaging machines in a hospital.
Precisely. So let's break it down. Why is electrical safety testing so crucial for medical devices?
I mean, most of us don't think twice of plugging in a toaster, right?
True. But with medical devices, the stakes are significantly higher.
Because you're dealing with patients who are often in a vulnerable state.
Exactly. Their bodies might be more susceptible to electrical shocks.
Plus, many medical procedures involve direct contact with the patient's internal systems.
Like, think about heart surgery, where you have electrical connections directly to the heart.
Right, so even a tiny leakage current could be disastrous.
Absolutely. Even a current you wouldn't feel normally can trigger something like ventricular fibrillation.
Ventricular fibrillation.
Yeah, it's a serious heart rhythm disturbance.
Oh, wow. Okay, so these electrical safety tests, how do they actually work?
Well, imagine a circuit that simulates the electrical properties of the human body.
So it's like a dummy patient.
In a way, yes. It's called a body model, and it helps engineers assess how a device interacts with the human body.
And how much current might leak, for example.
Exactly. These body models help ensure a device is safe for a range of different people and medical scenarios.
Okay, so IEC 60601.1, it covers these leakage currents. But what else?
Oh, so much more.
Like what?
Think insulation, grounding, temperature limits, resistance to liquids, you name it.
Basically, any potential hazard that could arise from using a medical electrical device.
You got it. Edition 3.2, the latest version, outlines almost 1,500 individual requirements.
1,500? That's a lot.
It is. These requirements reflect the state-of-the-art knowledge in medical electrical safety.
Ensuring that patients around the world are protected.
Exactly. It's recognized globally and a prerequisite for selling these devices in many countries.
Okay, so what about all those devices used for in vitro diagnostics, like blood tests or those little glucose meters?
Ah, excellent question. IVD devices actually fall under a different standard.
Really?
Yep, IEC 61010.
So it's still all about electrical safety, but just tailored for laboratory equipment.
Precisely. And while IEC 61010-1 covers general safety requirements,
right,
there's a specific part, IEC 6102101, that dives into the unique considerations for IVD devices.
Makes sense. So two separate but equally important sets of standards.
Absolutely. Now, imagine being a medical device company trying to navigate all of those.
Yeah, it sounds like a real headache. All those regulations, all those tests.
That's where organizations like I3C Glober come in.
They're experts in these standards and can help companies through the entire process.
Yep, we're talking CE marking, FDA regulations, the whole shebang.
Wow, so they're like guides, helping companies bring safe medical devices to market.
Precisely. They even offer a full suite of testing through accredited third-party laboratories.
So you know you're getting reliable results.
That's the idea. So there you have it. When it comes to medical devices, safety is paramount.
And it's not just about cool technology.
It's about ensuring that technology is safe for everyone who uses it.
Exactly. So as medical technology keeps evolving, how do you think these standards will adapt to future innovations?
Think AI-powered devices, implantable technologies. It's a fascinating and crucial question for the future of healthcare.
One that deserves more attention. So next time you see a medical device, remember the intricate web of standards and testing behind it.
All working to keep you safe.